We celebrate the feast of St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the great Dominican theologians, one of the great Catholic theologians. Over the years, a number of phrases from his writings have come to mean a lot to me, have come to summarize very richly, very effectively, the breadth and the depth of his theological work. One of these phrases is the phrase providentiae particeps, participant in providence. He uses this phrase when he is speaking about natural law. Sometimes people assume that natural law is about the way in which the human being is an animal and the laws that govern our animal nature. But it is, for Aquinas, precisely the opposite. The natural law is the way in which the human being is different from all the other animals, the way in which the human being stands out from among the animals, having reason and intelligence, having freedom and therefore responsibility, having initiative and creativity. That's what natural law means, the particular way in which the human animal shares in the providence of God. Like the rest of creation, we are the objects of God's providence, we can put it like that. But unlike the rest of creation, human beings are participants in the work of God's providential care for creation. So within the history of the world, within the history of creation, the human being is called to be a real agent, to bear real responsibility, to be a person in the full sense of that term, and so to be a co-worker, a collaborator with God in the care of creation and in the working out of the purpose of God's creation, God's purpose for the creation. Recent concern about the climate, changes in the climate, the care of creation and so on, that's a very fine example of the way in which the human being has to bear responsibility for the creation, the garden which God has entrusted to us, for the future development and health of that creation. We are providentiae particeps, participants in providence. A second phrase, very simple, aquam in vino, water into wine. We find it in one of Aquinas' commentaries on a work by Boethius, in a place where he's talking about the contribution of philosophy to the work of Christian theology, the contribution of reason to faith, we can say. And the objection is that theologians, believers, who turn to philosophy, who turn to science, who turn to reason, and bring that into their theological reflection, are contaminating and diluting the rich scriptural sources that they have. Why not simply rely on the Bible? Why not simply rely on the monuments of faith, the witnesses to faith? And Aquinas, in his reaction, his response to this objection, says, no, it is not like that. To use the resources of philosophy, of science, reason, all the ways to knowledge, all the ways to truth, which are available to the human being, even in the work of reflecting on the faith and presenting the faith, is not a matter of diluting it. On the contrary, it is turning that water of philosophy, that water of reason, that water of science into wine, placing it at the disposal of theology, at the disposal of faith, and so giving it a richer meaning, a richer destination than it might have just by itself. Aquinas is remarkable for the value he sees in philosophy and in reason. And in the same text from which this phrase comes, aquam in vino, water into wine, he says, sometimes we think that philosophy needs to be corrected by theology, that science needs to be corrected by religion. But he says often what is needed is not such a correction. Often what is needed is simply better philosophy, better science, because he has this fundamental confidence that the human being is capable of searching for the truth, the human being is capable of finding at least some of the truth. And so the projects of philosophy and science are valuable in themselves as ways of revealing truth to us. A third phrase, O sacrum convivium, O sacred banquet, it comes from the liturgy for Corpus Christi, which was composed by Aquinas. It is the antiphon for the Magnificat at Vespers on the feast of Corpus Christi. O sacred banquet, sacred convivium, sacred communion, sacred being together, living together. Aquinas sees the purpose of Christ coming among us as establishing a communion of life and love between God and humanity. Christ has come to open for us the possibility of friendship with God. Christ has come to open that door, to reveal God to us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and through that revelation to invite us into this communion, to invite us to share the knowledge and love which is the life of God. The sacramental life of the Church, as long as we are living in this world, as long as we are living in this history, the sacramental life of the Church is our best way into sharing this life, receiving it from God and sharing it with one another and with God. When we sit for the banquet of the Eucharist, we are sitting in the presence of God. We are nourished on the body and blood of Christ. A friendship, a communion, a union is established and strengthened between the human being and God. So we are participants in providence. We find all of Aquinas's moral philosophy and moral theology in that phrase. Using philosophy is not diluting theology or faith, but rather turning water into wine. We find all of Aquinas's understanding of the relationship between reason and faith in that phrase. O sacrum convivium, the sacred banquet in which God and humanity are united. We find all of Aquinas's sacramental theology and theology of salvation in that phrase. And a final phrase from his theology of the Blessed Trinity, Verbum spirans amorem, the word that breathes love. When the Father speaks, the word he utters is the word of God, the Son, and that word is always a word breathing love. In other words, it is always the Son with the Spirit. This is a phrase which we find in question 43 of the first part of the Summa Theologiae, where Aquinas is talking about the missions of the persons of the Blessed Trinity, the purpose of their being sent by God, the Son and the Spirit. And the purpose of their being sent is that we might be brought into knowledge and love of God. So we must receive a word, we must receive an understanding, a wisdom, an intelligence, which we do not have apart from this revelation. But this understanding, this meaning, this intelligence is always also love, is always also the embrace of God's love for creation, for his creatures, so that the word we receive, the understanding, the knowledge which we receive is not cold, it's not austere, it's not empty of affection. It is a word which is always also loving, affectionate, desiring, responsive, seeking to be one with the Father who speaks this word to us, the word that brings us God's love. Aquinas continues to be celebrated throughout the world, not just by Dominicans, not just by Catholics, but by many people who appreciate his theological and philosophical gifts. As we celebrate his feast today, we thank God for this remarkable man whose reflections, whose study, whose teaching continues to inform and inspire so many people, teaching us about our participation in God's providence, about the value of philosophy and science, about the communion which is established and celebrated in the life of the Church, about a God who speaks a word to the world, which is always and everywhere a word of love.